He drew a walk his last time up, the only plate appearance that he's had so far, back in the first inning as he swings and misses at this pitch to make it a 1-1 count. Zacher still trying to keep swinging that hop at. He reached base three times yesterday. Already reached base once today as this one. And count runs to 1-2. Zacher 2-for-4 yesterday with a base on balls at 5 plate appearances. Scored 2 runs. Up next on the Rafters lineup is Royce Clayton Jr., followed by Hiroto Kobayashi. The 1-2 misses in the dirt. 2-2 count. I say dirt, but turf infield here. The outfield is grass. You've got about maybe 2 yards or so behind the infield, and then it becomes that grass lip, but that's on the outside edge for strike number 3. Got him looking, and Zacher goes back to the dugout after taking strike 3. One away in the top, Royce Clayton Jr. Clayton, the center fielder for the Rafters. He singled his first time up today. That was after he was down in the count. The wall as this pitch is out for ball number 1. And Clayton has recorded a hit in 6 of his last 7 at-bats. 3 of those are for extra bases. The 1-0 count, swing and a miss, makes it a 1-1 count. Clayton had scored the only run of the game 2 nights ago, back in Green Bay, after his double in the 8th inning. Stole a base, came home on a wild pitch. Yesterday, he scored 3 runs. Shows bunt, puts this one down the third base line, and just rolls foul. Nearly a perfect bunt, and a few Rafters were working on that in batting practice today. Calling behind him, Hiroto Kobayashi, who put down a sacrifice bunt yesterday, so maybe trying to take one out of his book. J.J. Garcia also tried a bunt in the game yesterday, as Clayton Jr. kind of did the same deal. Clayton tried a couple of bunt attempts, and this was late in the game after he'd already had a pair of doubles. He had 2 doubles and a single. He was 3-for-4 in the game at the point. And with the runner on base, he showed bunt, tried to bunt twice, but the count ran to 0-2, and then he pulled back and decided, now let's just unleash the swing, and of course he landed another hit, his 4th of the game. So trying to pick up another hit here. He's down in the count 1-2, but he doesn't seem to care about the count. He just wants to put one into play. Seems like it's going to find an open area. 1-2 count. He watches that one go across the zone for strike number 3. Back-to-back in the books backwards. And there's 2 away in the 3rd. Carter White steamrolling through the Rafters lineup right now. Retired 5 of his 6 batters faced so far, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi, he's 1-for-1 on the game. Right-handed batter is the first pitch, misses inside from the lefty pitcher. Kobayashi, an RBI single in the 1st. He's got a 4-game hitting streak now as that pitch misses low as well. 2-0 count. So Kobayashi continued to raise that on-base percentage and was 583. I assume the single there made it above 600 as that pitch is fouled down the third base line. A little high chopper there and picked up by the third baseman, thrown off to the side, right by Eric Robles over there. Who I talked to in our pregame interview a couple days ago. Actually, that was just yesterday. 2-1 count, misses inside. 3-1 count. Man, I always mess up the days of the week there, but if I ever say, oh man, that was on Monday and it happened to be a Wednesday or a Saturday, that's why I just stick with dates. 3-1 count with 2 away is it is just outside for ball number 4, and Kobayashi will take his base. He's on for the 2nd time today. He's reached base multiple times, in all four games so far. And that's what you want to see out of a guy. And that's what makes Kobayashi just such a good player for the Rafters. Maybe one of the most underrated players in the Northwoods League, because you look at OPS, and I love OPS. But Kobayashi doesn't seem to care about that. He's just going to get on base. Single here, walk there, hit by pitch, whatever he needs to do, he'll get on base for you. And that'll help you win games. Noah Ruiz at the plate now, though. Going to see if he can move Kobayashi, and a big swing and a miss on a breaking ball makes it an 0-2 count. Kobayashi, certainly a threat to steal bases. Already has a couple on the season. And the pitch here is outside for ball number 1-2 Ruiz. 1-2 count now. Kobayashi, one of two guys with multiple stolen bases. The other, Royce Clayton Jr. Both of them have just been on base so much. Noah Ruiz, another guy who's been on base a ton. And he swings and misses at that pitch, though, on the 1-2, and that is three strikeouts in the frame for Carter White, who ends another scoreless inning. No runs on no hits, no errors, one left on base. It's 4-3 Wausau in the middle of the third. We'll come back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
This May, you can have a chance to win it all during Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Mayopoly Mayhem. Earn entries for a chance to roll the dice in the Mayopoly Mayhem game, where you can win rewards play, lots of cash, and so much more. The better you roll, the more you can mayopolize on your winnings. You can have a chance to spin the Spinopoly wheel to win even more great prizes. It's Mayopoly Mayhem at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
A new pitcher for the Rafters. It's Tristan Krusenberry checking into the game after Alejandro Morales goes two innings pitched, allowing three hits on four with four runs. All four were earned. He walked six batters and also hit one with a pitch. Did not record a strikeout, and well, the Rafters find themselves down 4-3 on the scoreboard here in the bottom of the third inning. No wild pitches though from Morales, which is something that he can stay proud about, but hopefully going to find a new tune to sing in the next appearance that he has. But now to the right-handed pitcher, Krusenberry, going up against the right-handed batter for Wausau, Dylan Schlotterbeck, in the first pitch inside for ball number one. Schlotterbeck, the shortstop for Wausau, who will watch this pitch miss again for ball number two. Krusenberry, the opening day starter for the Rafters. You've already heard his name called a couple of times, and he's going to hope to kind of keep things rolling along here. As this pitch misses far outside and out of reach of Nick Adrian behind the plate for ball number three. 3-0 count. Nobody on, nobody out. 4-3 lead for Wausau. They're going to try to add to it. Krusenberry, his first time up, he ended up going four innings. Allowed five runs, three walks. As this pitch misses behind Schlotterbeck and Well, he'll take his base on balls, but a little bit of a struggle right now from Krusenberry trying to find his spot. And that was one of the biggest things for him in his opening day start, was trying to locate. Allowed three hits, three walks. Did hit one batter with a pitch as well. As this is in there for called strike number one to Easton Bryant. Bryant, the left-handed batter, going up against the righty pitcher. Runner on first base, nobody out. And Wausau here, it's their home opener tonight. They're trying to make this home crowd happy, as here's a check swing, but it's fouled off the bat. Nearly hit the guy on deck. Egan Jerschley just kind of taking his hacks there and sees the ball coming his way. Ooh, watch out. But it's an 0-2 count to Bryant. Bryant, the first baseman for Wausau. He comes from BYU. From Gilbert, Arizona, the throw back to first base is going to keep the runner on, but no tag applied. Drew Thompson, the man over there at first, going to aim for pickoff moves. Pitcher himself, so he knows what to expect. Another throwback to first. Again, no tag applied. Making sure that Schlotterback doesn't take off. Easton Bryant at the plate. He's got an 0-2 count. Krusenberry working with the lead here. Make sure that he's got his spot. You don't want to lose your flow that you have in a count. We also do want to check off another attempt back to first base. It's the third straight pickoff attempt. Krusenberry still not pitching to the batter, and a little bit of, I guess, icing Easton Bryant. Left-handed batter. And here's the pitch. It is outside. Adrian standing up, ready to throw down to second, but it's a ball, and got to make sure that you've got this batter, and another ball coming onto the field is a pitcher who was warming up down in the Rafters bullpen, kind of let one fly. And well, it's not an enclosed area there down the right field line. So it's just a couple of guys throwing back and forth on the field of play, and they have to keep it in their vicinity and don't let it come into the field of play. Makes it a little bit difficult when you're trying to get live action reps. Runner on first, nobody out. The 1-2 misses outside for ball number two. Bryant, he grounded into a double play back in the first inning, trying not to have the same fate here with Schlotter back on first. He's got a 2-2 count. Krusenberry firing, and it's fouled away by Bryant. No, it goes, it rolls back into fair territory. It was foul, and it looked like it, but it had so much spin, it goes back fair, and he throws down to first and got him. So that's a 2-3 put out. But Schlotterback does go to second because he was taking off anyways. But by technicality, he advanced on the grounder from Easton Bryant, and it brings up Keegan Jerschley. So Jerschley, the second baseman, stepping into the batter's box. He walked his first time up. Going to see if he can move that runner from second, though. One away, and right-handed batter versus the right-handed pitcher. His time is called behind home plate real quick by the umpire. Manny Flatus is behind the plate. And the first pitch here is skied in the air into right center field. Two players going for it, and it's going to be Kobayashi who makes the Clayton Jr. colliding with out number two, so Schlotterback will stay on second base as Jake now stepping up two away and a runner on second in the bottom of the third. Wausau still finding themselves up 4-3 The Rafters added three runs in the top of the first, but a four-run frame in the second from Wausau put them right back up on top. Rosenberry looks back to second. Now fire. Slaughterback taking off. The pitch is low. The throw down to third. That one's into left field. It's way too far. The runner's coming home, and he's going to cruise on in for run number five for the Woodchucks. So Slaughterback stealing third base and then coming home on an error from the catcher. Nick Adrian airmailing the throw down to third, and just nothing that Skinner could do to keep that one on the infield. And the first pitch here is skied and should reach foul territory. It does. Straight into the grandstand here on the right side of the field. Weatherspoon now an 0-1 count. So here's the pitch to Weatherspoon, and this one's off the bat. Got an 0-2 count now. It should be a 1-2 count. 0-2, there we go. We got it fixed now. 1-2 count. Two away. The first pitch of the plate appearance was the ball that ended up in the stolen base. And the run scored. 1-2 count, two away, trying to finish the inning for Cruzenberry. Here's the pitch. This one is hit into second base and right in the glove of Noah Ruiz, who will make the catch for out number three. So the Woodchucks add one more. No hits, one error, nobody left on. It's 5-3 Wausau through three. We'll be back after this on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for three more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Into the fourth inning we go from Wausau, Wisconsin, here at Athletic Park. I'm Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us tonight. Just about 7:18 Central Time. Yeah, I'm going to be exact on that. The Woodchucks have been exact on their pitching, especially this guy, Carter White, who returns for his third inning of work. So far, been pretty good, just allowing one base runner each inning. The second inning, a single, and in the third, a walk. Both were on two outs, and neither one made it past first base. So you'll take that from a pitcher. No real traffic here, as we had to wait for a first base coach from the Rafters. Now they send a guy up in one of those Rafters baseball hoodies. Eric Robles, the third base coach. But the Rafters still without two of their assistant coaches. Mike Spears not here. Manuel Silva not here. Here's a bunt attempt from Luke Skinner down that third baseline, but ends up in foul territory. 0-1 count to Skinner. Skinner hit that three-run jack. That was a go-ahead shot yesterday night. That was in the first inning, capped off a five-run frame. That was a huge one as well, as this pitch misses high to Skinner for ball number one. Skinner had a really good opening day, and then the game in Green Bay didn't go his way. He went 0 for 4 on the night there, but got right back on track yesterday. Hoping to kind of keep that going, as this pitch misses inside for ball number two. And Skinner grounded into a fielder's choice by technicality, but it really was a pitch that probably was a single because it was hit into center field and landed in front of the center fielder. But it was kind of that bloop hit that just ended up not being able to be caught on the fly, as this one is hit in foul territory right towards the third base cameraman who's sitting out there. That's a dangerous spot for that cameraman. Watch out. So now we've got the ball back in the hand of the pitcher, but home plate umpire taking some time here. He's writing something down. And home plate umpire still has his card out and now putting the booklet back in his pocket. Puts the mask back to go once again. 2-2 count. No, nobody on. Top of the fourth inning. Rafters down 2 on the scoreboard. 5-3. Had the 3-0 lead and then a 4-run second and 1-run last frame, but Luke Skinner gets caught looking there, and that's the fourth strikeout of the game. And his last four batters that he's retired have all been on strikeouts. And it brings up Adrian. Adrian flew out to right field back his first time up. Right-handed batter up against the left-handed pitcher. First pitch is in there for strike number one. And Adrian really hasn't had too much of a chance to introduce himself, but didn't really have that much of a chance to start with a batter sitting out that first year, so this first pitch misses inside for ball number one, one on the count here. Adrian was a top 1,000 catching recruit in the nation for a perfect game, but he pulled pop and played outfield in high school back in Miami Sunset. And the 1-1 is there for strike number 2-1-2 count. Adrian batted 304 in his senior season at Miami Sunset. 15 RBIs in 26 games. And he swings and misses at this one on the bell and strikes it out. He fortunately was 0 for 6 on the season, but 5 strikeouts, and it brings up the next man. It's Jaden. 5 strikeouts in the last 1.2 innings for Carter White. Man, this guy is really creating some havoc for the Rafters lineup. J.J. Garcia, though, he's faced Carter White as well. Back in the second inning, he grounded out 5-3. Puts this one into left center field. On the run, the center fielder, he dives. Did he make that catch? My goodness, that's Superman out there. Christian Smith Johnson making his name known as he shot for the stars and grabbed that one, stealing a would-be single, maybe even two bases from J.J. Garcia. Garcia cannot catch a break right now. That's out number 3 in the fourth. Well, the Rafters go 3 up, 3 down, and it remains 5-3 Wausau in the middle of the fourth. We'll be back after this here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
This is the Chef of Love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and share this overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old, and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Christian Smith Johnson just ending the top of the fourth in a crazy way, making a diving play in center field. And now it's time for the Woodchucks to get back up to the plate to see if they can extend their already two-run advantage here in the bottom of the frame. Zach Knowlton will start off with Smith Johnson behind him. And the first pitch, a breaking ball that's on the inside edge for called strike one. Due up, Knowlton, Smith Johnson, and Ryan Pruitt back to the top of the order there. 0-1 misses low and away for ball number one. And Tristan Krusenberry, I'd say he had a pretty successful third inning. The only run that came across was off of a leadoff walk. He really found his groove after that. This time misses a pitch high and tight, brings it 2-1. He walked that leadoff batter. Unfortunately, that was the run that came around to score, but no thanks to the next three batters. It was really all Schlotterbeck moving around the base paths. 2-1 count, misses inside again. It's 3-1. Schlotterbeck reached on the walk, then moved to second on a what would have been foul ball, but Schlotterbeck was trying to steal second, and then it just happened to twist back into fair territory as this one misses outside. And another leadoff walk here. It's Zach Knowlton. That's his second time on base this game. He drew a walk back in the second, and he'll take his bag. Smith Johnson now stepping into the plate, seeing if he can be a hero yet again. He singled his first time up, right-handed batter against the righty pitcher. Runner on first, nobody out. Breaking ball misses high for ball number one. Knowlton on first base. You do have to watch out for him on the base paths. Krusenberry now the 1-0. This one is fouled straight back and out of play. 1-1 count. And Smith Johnson, I say hero again, but yesterday it was the game that ended on his plate appearance, but it was a good plate appearance at that. It was an 0-2 count for four foul balls and then finally ended in the pop-up. Quick pickoff attempt back to first base. No, not going anywhere, though. Another pickoff attempt here. That's back-to-back pickoff attempts. And we saw that earlier from Krusenberry with Schlotterbeck on first. He had three straight pickoff attempts over to first. Now two straight. I wonder if we're going to see a third straight again. This time, Krusenberry will go home. Shown bunt, but it's fouled down the third base line. And count runs to 1-2. And Tristan Krusenberry, a guy you just can't help but root for. He was a Rafter last season, and so many of fans know his name. One of the two returners on the current roster. Cannon Restine, the other one. And here's the runner taking off from first, but it's inside, and it hits the batter. So Smith Johnson will take his base, and that's unfortunate with a 1-2 lead. And so now runners on first and second, the free pass becoming an issue once again, and brings up Ryan Pruitt. Well, the Rafters walked 16, hit two with pitches back in their second game of the season against Green Bay. Yesterday, They walked 13, hit 6 with pitches. And today, here in the bottom of the fourth inning, nobody out yet. We've already seen quite a few. 8 walks, 8 bases on balls. And that's the second hit by pitch. So we're already at 10 free passes, and we haven't recorded an out in the fourth inning. That pitch high for ball number one. Up next, Josh McClintock with Charlie Longmire behind him. Nobody out. First and second. Drusenberry looks back. Now he fires. This one's a grounder over to second. Ruiz turns to short and fires there. And no throw to first, as there wasn't enough time for Garcia to make it. So they'll get the force out at second. But runners on the corners with now one away in the bottom of the fourth.
And the third baseman, Josh McClintock.
So it brings up Josh McClintock to the plate. Chance for a sacrifice here, or of course a hit would also work. Really looking for anything they can do, and the first pitch from Drusenberry is a little low for ball number one. McClintock up at the plate, right-handed batter from Dodge City Community College in Western Illinois. Here's the 1-0, and it's fouled down the third baseline. Little grounder there. 1-1 count. McClintock, no official AB in the game. He's walked both times he's been at the plate. So now a 1-1 count with one away. For the righty-righty matchup, runner takes first. It's in the turf, though, and goes down. So now runners on second and third. On second, it's Ryan Pruitt. On third, it's Zach Knowlton. Josh McClintock count. Going to see if he can send him home, but this pitch misses low, and first base open, maybe not the worst thing if a walk comes in here. Could set up a potentially inning-ending double play. So now a 3-1 count, and it's a swing and a miss to bring it back 3-2. Obviously, you'd love to get the strikeout here, and then you don't got to worry about inducing a double play. So Drusenberry focusing on this batter. Walked the leadoff man and then hit Smith Johnson with a pitch. Both of them advancing. And this one's to the right side of the infield. It's over to second. Ruiz doesn't have enough time to throw home. Instead, he'll go to first base. So another run will come across to score. It's 6-3 Wausau in the bottom of the fourth. Josh McClintock coming up with the RBI ground out. 4-3 in the books. And Zach Knowlton coming home to score. Ryan Pruitt also did move over to third base. He's 90 feet away. Brings up the lefty, Charlie Longmire. The first pitch, gonna miss just by a bit for ball number one. Longmire, the designated hitter for the Woodchucks, comes from Evansville University, the Seymour, Indiana native, as the 1-0 is right across there for strike number one. 1-1 count. Longmire, 0-for-0 officially on the day. He has a walk and an RBI and a sack fly. Here's the 1-1. It misses inside, nearly hits him. It gets away from the catcher, but it bounces far off the wall, and Adrian's able to grab it and keep the runner on third. So now a 2-1 count. So a 2-1 count with two away for the left-handed batter. Longmire, his last time up, he hit that sacrifice fly into right field. That was his RBI, but now grounds one over to first. Thompson goes down on one knee, picks it up, and steps on the bag himself for out number three. But the Woodchucks do score one run on no hits. There were no errors in that frame, and the Woodchucks strand one. It's 6-3 Wausau through four. We'll be back, see if the Rafters can change their tide. Coming up next on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And the Rafters, a three-run deficit, but they've got a chance to come back into it as they get back to work with the top of their order coming up next. Although this guy, Carter White, he has been absolutely dealing for Wausau, and he is back to work for his fourth inning of action. Still keeping that pitch count low. He's only at 37, but this first pitch is pieced high in the air into right field, but it's going to be easily tracked down. Well, not easily tracked down. It was on the run, but a catch by the center fielder out there, tracking over into right field for out number one. One pitch, one out here in the fifth inning, and it brings up Drew Thompson to the plate. Seeing if he can pick up his first hit as a Rafter. Thompson 0-2 on the game. This is his first start as a position player as that misses outside for ball number one. But Thompson has had some work as a batter in college. Going to see if he can keep that rolling along as he's got a 1-0 count. And this one is hit high in the air into left field, but too high as it's going to hang in the sky, and it's caught by the left fielder. And again, a well-hit ball, but not well-hit enough. So two up, two down in the fifth, and Rafters bringing up Ashton Zacher. Their front three of their batting order, but, I mean, just not able to get anything going right now against Carter White. He's looking like Cy Young out there. Five strikeouts through his 3 2/3 innings, and this pitch right in there for strike number one. One of those five strikeouts was Zacher back in the third inning. That was his last time up. He struck out looking. Just one runner, one batter in the last 11 have reached bases. This one is somehow behind the back. It's picked up by White, and he is getting everything going his way. He flips it over to first in time for out number three. That might be one of the most impressive comebackers I've seen fielded, and that's a couple of highlight defensive plays from the Woodchucks, who once again, they go 1-2-3 in the frame, and the Rafters no momentum right now. It remains 6-3 Wausau in the middle of the fifth. We'll come back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Tristan Cruzenberry's night is done, and he didn't allow a hit, but he did allow two runs. Only one of them was earned. He walked two batters. He did not record a strikeout, and he also did hit one batter with a pitch. And along with that, no wild pitches from him. He faced a total of nine batters in the game and threw 35 pitches. The reliever, Brent Gallegos, who gets to see his first time on the mound this season, but not his first time as a Rafter, as he made his debut on opening day as a left fielder. Gallegos certainly has seen some time at the plate, now trying to make it count on the mound. A two-way player, the first pitch from the right-hander is hit the opposite way. That gets down for a base hit. Leadoff single on the first pitch from Gallegos by Dylan Schlotterbeck. Schlotterbeck on base all three times today. Two for two in the game. He also drew a walk, and it brings up Easton Bryant to the plate. The left-handed batter going up against the right-handed pitcher. Gallegos, he comes from Butte College, following along with one of his assistant coaches, Eric Robles. Robles, the third base coach for the Rafters. He also works a lot with the batters, not as much with the pitchers. The pitching coach, Mike Spears, still hasn't arrived to town yet. We expect him to be here shortly, though, as that pitch misses low for ball number one. And Gallegos, and watching what all the other pitchers have done, you got to imagine his focus right now is just hit that strike zone as much as he can. Gallegos, a freshman from Butte, California native. That pitch misses outside. The throw down to second, trying to catch the runner stealing, not in time. And ball from Bryant for Bryant, and Schlotterbeck, he's into scoring position with nobody out. Runner on second, a 2-0 count. And Gallegos steps onto the rubber now, ready to fire. Almost ready. The home plate umpire calling time here, and we'll work with the other umpire crews. We're going to talk about something right now. Brent Gallegos was about ready to go, but the home plate umpire seemingly saw something. And so now he's going to have a talk, and seems like we're ready to go, just back to normal, not really anything. And it's a two-oh count now with a runner on second. So now here we go. 2-0 count to Easton Bryant, and this pitch is way outside, somehow picked up by Nick Adrian. Great job for him to be able to pick that one up. And well, it looks like what they're going to say is that the runner had taken off to second, and they're going to say the pitch didn't count from Schlotterbeck. A 2-0 count. Now a throw down to third is way offline, and Luke Skinner somehow able to manage keeping that one from going into left field. Adrian not online with that throw down there, and Skinner saves an error, a 3-0 count, but a stolen base for Schlotterbeck. So a 3-0 count for Easton Bryant. First and second are open. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning, as that pitch is in there for strike number one. Brent Gallegos, I talked a little bit about his batting, but he also appeared in 14 games all out of the bullpen at Butte College. Totaled 16 and a third innings there and was pretty good. 3.31 ERA, 0.98 whip. This one is ripped into right field. That gets down for a hit. RBI single for Easton Bryant. And it's 7-3 Woodchucks. Well, not the way that Brent Gallegos wanted his first appearance to start off as, but I think you'll take a pair of hits that are singles over a pair of walks based on what the rest of the pitching staff has been doing. You can say, okay, you know what, the Woodchucks, you know what, they've been batting well. Although Gallegos certainly wishing that he could have stayed without allowing a run in his first appearance. I was talking to him a bunch earlier in the week at opening day, kind of talked about how he was feeling as a pitcher batting. Didn't really talk to him much about the pitching aspect of the game, more about how he was approaching the plate. The first pitch here is a bunt into no man's land. Gallegos picks it up. He's going to throw back to first. It's offline, but able to be picked up by Drew Thompson. So an infield hit as that bunt was just perfectly placed by Keegan Jerschle. And so that's three straight singles from Wausau. And now Jake Weatherspoon stepping up to the plate. Going to see if he can keep the hit streak alive. 7-3, the Wausau lead. They've scored a single run in three straight innings. They scored four in the second. Well, Chuck's feeling like the offense is good right now. Gallegos fires, and it's a little inside for ball number one. Jake Weatherspoon had that fly out to second base. A little bit of a liner over to Ruiz back in the third inning. 1-0 count. Gallegos showing a pickoff move back to second base, but Ruiz wasn't covering the bag, and so not really much of an attempt there. It's still a 1-0 count to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon, the right-handed hitting catcher for Wausau. Got the righty-righty matchup. So here's the 1-0, and a little bit low for ball number two. Gallegos has a little bit of an inordinary arm slot. Kind of releases it from the side a little bit. He makes it work. 2-0 count. And that's in there for strike. It's not a side arm. It's just more of a different angle that he releases the ball from. So now a 2-1 count with runners on first and second. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. One run already came across in this frame. And this pitch is fouled back into the netting. It's 2-2. And the good thing about Gallegos is that he hasn't issued a walk, but he's still got to retire the batters. That's the key. And if you retire batters, then it's fine, but if the hits start piling up, then you start allowing more runs. No RBIs against him. The one run that came home to score was, well, it was on the RBI. It was on an RBI from Easton Bryant, but that was in large part thanks to a pair of stolen bases from Schlotterbeck. So now we've got a 2-2 count. And the right-handed hitter, Jake Weatherspoon, ready to go. Both runners taking off. The pitch is inside for ball number three, and it dropped out of the glove of Nick Adrian, not able to make a throw down to third base. So a pair of stolen bases for the Woodchucks. They've got two runners in scoring position with nobody out. They could really put this game out of reach if they're able to keep adding. And this pitch is behind Jake Weatherspoon, and a walk there loads the bases. So four straight runners reaching base against Brent Gallegos. One of them coming home to score, and Rafters still got to get this one going. Still just trying to find a pitcher that can get outs consistently. Gallegos trying to be that guy. Righty-righty matchup here as the first pitch is a little low and tight for ball number one. Zach Knowlton at the plate. Knowlton has reached base twice this game. His last time up, he drew a walk back in the fourth inning. Came around to score that time. 1-0 count. Nearly hits him, but not quite as it was inside for ball number two. Both times that he's reached base today have been on a walk, so he's still 0-for-0 in the game. He's come around to score both times, second and fourth inning. This one is off the end of the bat, fouled out of play, and brings it back to a 2-1 count. And both of his plate appearances so far have looked exactly the same. 3-1 count, he drew a walk, went to second on a play from Christian Smith-Johnson, went to third on a play from Ryan Pruitt, went to home on Josh McClintock's RBIs. And as this pitch misses low, now we've got that 3-1 count for the third time. So Gallegos got to focus on not offering a ball here and repeating history. Bases loaded, nobody out. Woodchuck's already up four. You feel like you can't give up that fifth run, but that's exactly what happens as the pitch misses outside for ball four, and walking home a run. It's an RBI for Zach Knowlton, and it's 8-3 Woodchucks in the fifth. Giving up those free passes continue to be an issue for the Rafters. I mentioned it back in the fourth. They had issued 10 free passes without recording an out. But then Krusenberry really locked it down. This one's a chopper over to third. Skinner has it. He dishes over to second. Ruiz back to first. It's off the line. Thompson's not able to pick it up. The runner going from third to home. And two runs come home to score for Wausau. Keegan Jerschley came home on the RBI from Christian Smith-Johnson. Zach Knowlton was caught out at second on that play, though. So it goes down as a fielder's choice. 5-4 on the putout. They didn't get him at one, as here's a hit back up to second. Ruiz steps on second base. Now Garcia throws home, and this time they got the... So it's 4-60 in the books, and Ryan Pruitt ending the inning there. But again, more runs were added from Wausau. They totaled four runs in the frame. They scored four runs on three hits. They left nobody on, and there was one error in the inning as well. So it's 10-3 Wausau as we head to the sixth inning. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, back to work in the top of the sixth. The Rafters have it cut out for them as the first pitch to Royce Clayton Jr. misses high and away for ball number one, sends Jake Weatherspoon diving to pick it up. Carter White still out on the mound, dialed in, trying to keep his recent perfection going as this one is a big swing and a miss from Clayton, who's 1-for-2 in the game so far with a single and a run scored. 1-1 count to the right-handed batter from the left-handed pitcher. Southpaw misses that pitch high and outside. It seemed like it slipped out of his hand, so brings it to a 2-1 count. Clayton struck out looking his last time up, which was against Carter White. White has retired his last 7 consecutive batters faced. Last guy that reached was Hiroto Kobayashi, who sits on deck right now as Clayton swings through that pitch, and now the count sitting at 2-2. 2-2 count, nobody out, nobody on, top of the sixth inning. Rafters down 10-3 on the scoreboard. Here on the road in Wausau, the Woodchucks trying to get revenge after yesterday, and a big swing and a miss there. It's another strikeout for Carter White. First out here in the sixth inning. That's strikeout number 6 of the game for White. He's gone 4 1/3 so far after relieving Everett Swaim. And Swaim hitting that pitch limit in the first inning. He threw 38 pitches there. That's what took him out of the game. And that might be a blessing in disguise as here's a high grounder over to third base. Picked up 5-3 on the putout for out number 2. So already 2 outs here in the sixth inning, and the Rafters really not putting up much of an effort here, as that was Hiroto Kobayashi who grounded out. 10 consecutive batters retired now. Sorry, 9 consecutive batters retired. Ruiz would be number 10. Hiroto Kobayashi was the last runner to reach base safely, and he was just recorded out there. So Ruiz up to the plate, right-handed batter, watches the first pitch miss low for ball number 1, and this guy, Carter White, man, he looks different. Rafters really can't hit this lefty. So now a 1-0 count to Ruiz, and it's a pitch that misses high for ball number 2. Ruiz, he struck out swinging his last time up. Back against Carter White in that 3-strikeout third inning. 2-0 count. This one is hit high and old. Going back to the warning track, but slowing there is the right fielder who will make the catch for out number 3. So the Rafters go 3-up, 3-down for the third straight inning. And it is still a big Wausau advantage. 10-3 Woodchucks as we hit the bottom of the back after this. See what the Rafters can do on the mound here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back in. It's been a little bit of a rough game here, and the Rafters are working through it. They go back to Brent Gallegos on the mound, and he's going to try and get things going along. This is his first appearance on the